Gerhard Richter, when he began painting in the early 60s, confined himself to black and white and gray. In 1966, when he wanted to begin to get into color, he decided that he would, in a sense, start at the beginning, and realized one day at home that the paint charts that he had sitting around would make wonderful paintings. He set off on this campaign of making, at first, some small ones of just a few colors, then larger ones, most of them not literally imitating a chart that he found, but taking their format and their very blunt, matter-of-fact quality. These paintings are made with house paints. You'll see that each of these vertical panels has a wider margin on the right than on the left. This is a holdover from the original color chart that Richter would have been looking at, as we know from the studies that he saved. On the right, you would have had room to put the paint color or code name. But these paintings are not the same as color charts. For one thing, they are huge, and scale alone bring these into the realm of art rather than that of the hardware store. And the feel of the ordinary being transformed into the extraordinary is very much part of the tension and the power of these paintings.